Anytime Chazal coin a specific lotion in the Nusach HaTfilah, Bal Korcha Chatzar HaBlomer, that they are highlighting one of the Iker Nekudos of what that Chag is all about. After all, anything that appears that's encompassed within our Nusach HaTfilah, by definition, that means that we're machlit something as an adult. In fact, parenthetically, you have Rav Avram Rosen, Shal Sechuvas, Eis and Aryeh, and Simon Kuvav, Rav Gedalia Felder, and a Siddur supplement in the back of Yisodi Yeshurin, Rav Adi Yosef, and Yabi Omer, Zakan Aaron, many Yeshuvas that talk about when it comes to a Nusach of Misha Beriah, and we know that we invoke the mother's name and not the father's name. And why do we invoke the mother's name? Because we know the Heklet, because of those with utmost certainty that your mother's your mother, you came out of the womb of your mother. Halakha focus is an honor to Hadi. I'm not shaking the father. We sometimes encounter the lotion of the Bitoi Robila Sakharbala to Chazakov, Hadiva Mashonis in Chazal. So it might be 90-99%, but it's not the same level of a dose, hence in the Misha Beira. And that's part and parcel of our Nusach HaTfila. Haraitra of Ramosin, Chuvase Shanarye, Haravazir of Gedalia Felder and others. And therefore we've adopted to invoke the mother's name, because if it's going to make its way into Tfila, that has to be a Vadai. And therefore we want to see Chazal's perspective on the Etzem Mahus, the core essence of the Yontem of Sukkis. If in the Nusach of Yala, the Yavo, Ashe, Kinesis, Agadol, and Ham, Hayu, and Azim, Chayiz, Achayim, Alokhi, if they were writing out the Ruach HaKodesh, not just out the Ruach HaKodesh, but right? Arachayim, Aloshiner, and Sharbeth, and Evashachayim, every Kavanah of Yarizal, the Ramach, Rashash, you name it, they were Machaveh. So all those Kavanahs and more, the Sam Sefer writes in Chelik Beis, the Rosh Hashanah, the Mr. Fida, if he wouldn't hesitate, be afraid to suggest such a novel insight, he says, near the Fianna Taita, that even they themselves weren't aware of all the myriad Kavanahs that they were putting into each and every word of the Tfila. And the Hainu Al Yadayim, the Amishu, was instilling certain Kavanahs into Tfila, and that they themselves weren't even aware. And so when we take a look at the Nusach HaTfilah, that gives us the Pesach, as to be Magdir, the Etzem Mahus, of what the Yontif is all about. And also in the context of the Yal of Yavo, and we see that we describe Chag HaSukkos as Zman Simchasein. That means that the very essence of the Yontif is one of Simcha. Now if we borrow the Yisod of the Maharal, the Gror of Tzadik, we go to the first place in Chumash, and that something appears clearly in contrast to the other Regolim, to really all the other Moedim, Sukkot stands out. It's the very first appearance of Simcha. Back in Parshas Emor, Perachov Gimel Pasuk Mem, who smartem l'fnei Hashem l'kechem shemzgelim, and the Pasuk that the Rambam brings, the famous Rambam in the Pasululav, Perachetz l'ochri Yerbeit, that even though there's a mitzvah of Simcha b'shar kol Moedim, on Sukkot there was a Simcha Yeseir in the Mikdash, smartem l'fnei Hashem l'kechem, and shemzgelim, that's the Pasuk that he cites. Simcha in the context of a Yontif is introduced to us the Davka in the context, not a Pesach, even though that's the first of the Gimel Regolim, and not in Shavuos, but for the very first time, it's to smack them Davka in the context of Sukkot. And in addition, even though the Rambam suffices just to quote this pasuk, and we know that Simcha is not mentioned at all in conjunction with Pesach, we have to deduce it from a Kavachayim to Sukkot, where it writes in Rei the Samachta b'Chagecha, and we have the Gabi Shavuos in Rei the Samachta l'Pnei Hashem l'Okecha Achazircha v'Beitach v'Cholei. But by Sukkot, it's not merely mentioned once. Turning to Rei to the Maftir in Devarim in Mishnah Torah. And we read that the Samachta b'Chagecha, the Pasuk that serves as the Makor, as the very source of Simcha Yontif, the whole Sugya, and Ari Shachem Kuftechem, and Aleph, the one can certainly ask, I'll be the Klal of Rav Tzadik, that if every Agadata and every Aloch appears in respected Gemara for a reason, L'chayr, we would have put the Dinim and the Gedarim of Simcha Yontif, where should it fall? Dafkin and Zman Simcha Seinu, L'fi and Yotaiti should have been in the Sech HaSukkah, I'll be the Klal of Rav Tzadik. That's where Sukkot has talked about Simcha. It's introduced in the context of Sukkot. It's repeated not just once, but it's mentioned thrice, the Samantha, the Chagechon, and again, at the end of the Matzah, Vayisa Ach Sameach, Amela, three times, Simcha, the Mitzvah, Simcha Yontif, should be discussed, and all the details, and all the nuances thereof, should be placed where in the Sefer Sukkah. Third is Pasha, what's it doing in Pesach? That's the first of the Regalus, the first time we have a Chiv of Simcha. Amela, when we talk about Arvej Shachem, that night, when the Chiv of Simcha starts, that's the conflict, the Fianni of Taiti, that's the first time we have to know about it. And the name of the Dinim are going to be mentioned in conjunction with Pesach. That's the first time we have the practical applications of Simchas Yotzeit, even though the Ikar Mahos of Sukkis Bedavka, that's the other that's branded with the choice appellation Zman Simchasay. Now, one can ask, Derech Agav, parenthetically, where is Simcha Legale Pesach? Why do I need to resort to making Gezeirah Shavuos and learning it out from Sukkis? So after the Chayecha, why doesn't it mention it by Sukkis, by Pesach? Many different answers. I'll just share my favorite one, and that is from Meir Bergman, the son of Rav Shach and Ishari Oro. He says, Pesach was before Matan Torah. Ain Simcha Kesimcha Satayah. Pesach, pre-Matan Torah, it's not shaykh to write Simcha on the pages of the Chumash before you got to Matan Torah. Because all the Simcha in the world is Naveh, it all emanates from Torah. You know, that's why you can't talk about Simcha. Only once I have Shavuos, then I can mention it for the first time. Dalk in conjunction with the Yom of Matan Torah, but Shavuos, Parshas Re'eh, there will be the Smakra Phanishim Lokeh. So it's not mentioned by Pesach, but we have it by Shavuos, and now three times by Sukkot. So the Hagdorah of the Etzam, a horse of Sukkot, is Zman Simchaseinu. Now, what makes it so unique? So again, there are many different shortcomings I'd like to share with you. An insight that came to me today after I saw a very interesting Ha'orah in the Sefer. We'll get to it in a second. But we have a famous Sasemes who actually connects the Hagdorah with Zman Simchaseinu. As of the Sasemes and Mordechai Miller and his Yantan Shirman Shavuos is Marach on this Sasemes, the very fact that it's Chag Osef, not just in a plain agricultural and agrarian sense. After all, Amaral says in Gur Aryeh and Teferes, from a practical perspective, Chag HaPesach is as man towards the time of planting. Chag HaKosir Shavuos is when you harvest and there's a certain level of Simcha. And the Iker of Simcha is not Amaral, is when you garner all the produce and you bring it into the house. About it, that's the garnering of Simcha. When you bring it all together, Zot Amaral, Chag Osef, in a practical, pragmatic sense, Mamela results in Zman Simchaseinu. But even according to the Maral, to mention it one more time than Shavuos. And even according to the Yesod of the Maral, you mention it first by Sukkis, even though Sukkis is the third in the Shavuos Regalis. So the Chari, that would be enough. I still don't have to mention it three times by Gabi Sukkis, so there's got to be more at play. Especially when you're not in an agricultural society. Clearly, in the Kudus HaMach Shavuos, there's got to be more at play. So the Sasemes also interrelates the Chag HaOsich title with that of Zman Simchaseinu. And in a Hasidish sense, that the Yotiv, that's the Ma'asik Makola Machanus, the Bar of the Loshim, the Gabi Sheva Don, and Parshas Baloispa, the Yotiv that comes at the end, of Pitha Maral and Teferes, the Yotiv that simultaneously closes the track of the Yom and the Ram, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur, Sukkot, simultaneously closing the track of the three pilgrimage vessels, the Shos Gedolim, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkot. After the Yotiv that comes at the end of the year, that's the Ma'asik Makola Machanas that gives you a taste after you've experienced and tasted a Pesach and Shavuot, and you've tasted the Emor Yira, Shavachayim, Sifrei, Mesim, Shukha, Lefonav, of a Shavuot and of a Pesach, and of a Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, when you're Ma'asik, Makola Machanas, and you're Kolek, and you're Ma'asir, the Shefa, the Nitzitzis of all the sharp Chagei Moedei Yisrael, then when your Ma'asei hold that, then Mamela produces the Shleimus of Zman Simchaseinu, that's the Sasemes, beautiful shot. But I want to share with you something that I saw earlier today that connects, and I think it connects very well to what you do with the Kegurot. Now let's go to the last, the Siyum of the Milsa, the final mention of Sukkis with Zman of Simcha in Mishnah Torah in Devarim at the close of Matzah Parshas Re'eh. The last mention of the thrice mentioned in Yonei Simcha appears at the end of Matzah Re'eh by Yisav Tamech. By Yisav Tamech, now we have a Gemara in Sukkot, Memchesem and Aleph, the top of Memchesem and Aleph, Parshas. By Yisav Tamech, Ach L'Rabos, Simcha Sholel, Yom Tov Achron Sholachah. Okay, the Gemara says, when a Lelvishin, the Gemara's Maskon of the Milsa is, and this is the Simcha of Shmi Yetzeres, the last day of Yom. Fret the Gro. So you do it, the Gro, one of the more famous known ago, Amar Itzchiyas brings Kaf Shamati B'Shem Agro, and the Horus of Itzchiyas at the back of the Gemara is brought by Roshlomo Kluger, and his groshes in Chokhmah Satayro, a grosha that he gave B'Shmi Yetzeres in Shnaz Tofrei Yud, and it's also bought in the Likutim by the Taminim of the Gro, Likutim in the back of his Bar Elio on Sefer Yud. We have to do with the Gemara by the Gro, correct? The Gro all over Shas, Achim, the Rak, and the Utenhain. Ach is the Niyat. What's my Yisav Samech? What's it coming to be in my mind? The Gemara uses it for Fakir. Ach le Rabos. Ach is not a Reboy. Gam is a Reboy. Ach, what's going on here? Ach and the Rak, and the Utenhain. Azok the Zil Megon by Yisav Samech. Because the Gros says we have kol mine mitzvahs of the Chag. We have the Shalmei Chagiga, the Shalmei Simcha, we have the Lulo, Esther Gadassim and Arobas, we have the Mitzvah Yeshiva, the Sukkah, the Gol Mikut, the Gol Nebolodim rites. We have seven primary mitzvahs that revolve around the end of the Sukkot. Kom Shemini Atzeres, drop the sitting in the Sukkah, drop the Dalet Minas, that's the Ach, coming to be my Shal Mitzvahs Chag. When you're a Mike, you exclude all the other mitzvahs of Chag Mamela. What are you left with? Ach Barak Simcha, just the Simcha of Aniva Ato, of the Yichud between us and our Kodesh Baruch Hu, and how he loved this with Chavoch, that's why Yitzhak Tamer coming Lafuke, everything else. And Ibn Ezra also addresses why Yitzhak Tamer in a similar sense, right to Ibn Ezra, how was the Ashtar Ashtilotia in Kiyim Kay, and Zot Gavri Ezra, the Kavanah of Ibn Ezra is, how Yitzhak Tamer meant from the small Chagah Sukkot, and over here by Sukkot, there's no Gilubra, although there's no accompanying fear, even though there is a Mishnah of Hashanah Tessayim, and Al-Bachad Nidonin Al-Amayim. There is a component of Din, but it's bigger all about it, saturated, inundated with Simcha, and there's nothing else here about Simcha, not to be Ben Ezra. Zok the Groh is coming to be might, not feelings of fear, it's going to be by all the other mitzvahs. And there's a Meshach Chokmah, not as well known as the Groh. But Zok the Meir Simcha and his Meshach Chokmah, Parshas Re'eh, on Tazayin Yud Gimel, he gets soup shot into Vayisah Sameach. One has to do with Shemit and Yovel. Oh, yes, the Forish, he says, what's Vayisah Sameach? Hashayinu b'shmini, sha'ach at the Sameach below Umas, dahayinu zot the Ramei Simcha. Only you, Chai Yisol, to the exclusion of all the Shar Umas Olam, Shemeshayu me'achag Sameachim gam Umas, Shemadim Olam Pori Achag, the Gemara says at the end of Sikra of Yoichanan, we have the Shivim, Pori Achag, can I get to the Shivim Umas Olam? And I, they, to the Umas Olam, they would know what they lost by destroying the base of Mishas, the Kapara that was yielded. I, they, the Kapara that we bought for them, reminds us of a Hooker who used to say, if the Goyim would be, would understand how much we care about them, how much we got them for them, how much we're mocks of them, there never would be a place for anti Semitism in the world. They have no idea what we did for them. Rabbi Eichon and I to the Goyim. And that they destroyed the Beit HaMikdash that assisted them in so many different ways. Shazak Yemei Simcha. And we have the Shar Yemei Chag where we have a Simcha also for the Yemei Shalom. We bring Kabbalah in their mouth to Shiva Pari Chag. As to what's Vayisah Sameh, Shmini Yatsir to Yom HaShmini is, Vayisah Kiyilu Kosev, Vayisah Ach Atta Sameh, just you, to the exclusion of everybody else. So not like the God that were excluding the Shar Mitzvah Sayyol, all throughout the Chag, everybody else is participating. We're being mocked with the Shiva Pari Chag, Kenegad the Shivim Umar Sa'olam, Kom Shmini Yatsir, Ach is Takamiyat, you're right, Ach and Rakamir today. It's coming to be mine after Mitzvah Saliba Rameya Simcha, but it's coming to be mine that there's no Simcha now for Mimas Ola. Ach Barak to Simcha Veniva Ato, calls for my Pradak and everybody else is out of the picture. What do you see for Rameya Simcha? Whether it's like the globe that has come to Lafuki to Shar Mitzvahs, and we're left solely with Simcha. It's the Simcha of being united with the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Simcha Aliba, the Meshach Hachem, is Baruch Hu Bidecha Ketano, we're coming to exclude all the God. So now let me share with you a Mayurvik insight. I never thought about this thought in a safer Shol B'chir Hashem. I'm by Shol Bloch. And Shol Bloch says, I want to introduce another pshat why it's called Matzim Chasein. As of the safer Shol B'chir Hashem, every other Yosef, the Goyim, more or less copy us. We have a Pesach, they have a Havdil and Easter. We have a Purim, they have a Halloween. And we have a Hanukkah, December time, they have an Xmas. They're always copying us. They're going to steal in all your studio Christian beliefs. It all started with the Torah, Kedoshah. They're stealing our Yom Tov. Don't they show off? They copy every other. We have Shavuos learning. They have days of praying. Every other they copy. It's a Pliya Suma. Devarim Gadol and Eidim and Mikra. Notice how the Goyim with all these years, with all the passage of time, they never had the brains to copy Sukkot. There's no mustard, you're going out and sitting in a house. Now, maybe they think it's ridiculous. I remember I lived in an apartment complex in Baltimore, the guy in the house, first time they ever saw it, it was a mamashet. We just had today in our sukkah, a secular Jew, a woman in her 60s, she never saw a lulav and esrog in her life. She never went inside a sukkah in her life. Can you believe it? It's a pliya. The guy on her side, because so much she got there, she held on to the esrog. Just I saw to see what it is. You holding on to an esrog for the first time. We didn't take a picture. How's more than it? Akhur Sayyam, what can happen in Akhur Sayyam, man? We're going to get there. Even though we're out of time, we're still going to get there in FSS. Sukkot is Lamayim and Azman. So, can we have a Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Gimel and Aleph? How is Abishur going to be mocked between the Goyim and the Umas, between Chayes from Yimus Olam, Dafkei Dei Mitzvah Sukkah? And where does it find its place? Dafkei Mitzvah Avodah Zarah. You Goyim will all be the Avodah Zarah. Kamash Mamon, if that for you only about the Zorah, we're going to push Kli Yisrael and Sukkot. You want a Sukkot? The Sukkot, I'm going to send you the son to kick you out. So I asked the Kasha, what happens in the Gemara? Shade in the Gemara. Everyone went Barosh Gadol. And Abraham was Matalem Chamo, Kuvas Hamas. Why Matalem Chamo? How do you connect the Kasha? Why didn't Abraham send the rains? After all, Matkiri Gabus, Kishon, Kishonais. Send the rains. The whole Gemara took life and rains first night. If I could ever show the heat and my Margabe, I don't say, go ahead and send the rains. Send the storm. Send the Hurricane Matthew. Send the Katrina. Send anything. I just blow them out of the place. A sun? Why not get a sun? Feeding his psyche. It's so gishmak. Because Dr. Abdullah Tebel means in his Rosh Hashanah, his Dublin and Rosh Aleph, what shot and took away from an Aleph, Chamosim Rumum, and she lost the Shula. Why? Why not Kamina? Don't rebuild the temple, because the Goyim are worshipping the sun. The Goyim of the Amanah Zohar, it all starts. We know the Rambam, our Gemara, Pesach, and Shai, says, hey, look, it all starts worshipping the sun. Hey, the Shem says, when you're coming into the Sukkot, it's Kupal HaFuke, Amanah Zohar, and that's why built into the Dinah, that Amanah, your Etzem, Asinus, Benias, the Sukkot is what? And he's Salah Shem Yerchamasa. You have to be out there underneath Salah Shem Ayim, under Kippah Sarkiya. And you're going to go into Kippah Sarkiya, and you're going to bedak and build the Sukkah. Shemas Achri Yisukkah, like Rashi says. Beitam and Aleph Chesam and Beis, Beitam and Beis. Al Shemas Achri Yisukkah, you're going to go out and build the Sukkah, which is the Ikra, Al Shem Yisukkah. And the Sukkah is good for Salah Shem Yerchamasa to go under the sun and to block out the sun. You're going to mamish block them out. Zotkav Yaakov Elijah and Allah Faneir and Esteem. Al Masecha Sukkah printed in the back of the Masecha. Why do we have 20 Amos? All the dinim that go into the Etzim, the Nias HaSukkah. Why it can't be Lamala Masim Amo? He says, like from Taylor, tell the funds, because it can't be looking at the walls. You got to be looking at the Tzach. The whole idea is to be looking at Hashem. It's all Tachas of Kodesh Baruch Hu. But the Gaim, a lot of the Gaim are not looking at that. They're all the sun. They're worshipping the sun. Kamash Malan. And you're going to have Salosim, the Ruva, Kamash, the Dask. And only then is it going to be a Sukkot Shem. If you need a cycle, let's go back to the third Abkim Amin Aleph. Hey, the Sukkot could have given them the one. No, Mamish would have stuck to the Gaim. Going, you're sitting out in the sukkah, but it's all about me, and it's all about the my theological beliefs. Kamasulan Abishah says, and now I'm going to get you, Goyim, Matulan Chama, I'm going to bring out your son, the son that you worship. The son that you worship, so much, and I'm going to use that to kick you out of your own sukkah, because you have no slices. Because you're over there with a son, I'm going to use the clean vehicle, the Amsoy, the sukkah, but that could mark the distinction, the Nakuna Sachilik between Chayus on the one hand, and the Oma Solom on the other, and Adakim and Sukkot of Anuzara, and Adakim the test of sukkah, and that our Abishur is going to use as the clean, and Michael Shawblock is Geshmak. It's tomorrow with Ola Maynard Mikkel, they're going to copy Pesach with Easter, and they can copy Purim on Halloween, and they can copy a Hanukkah with an Exodus, and they never copy Sukkot, because they will shine this to Sukkot. Tomorrow with Ola Maynard Mikkel, they have no Sheikhus, that's why Badaka Sukkot is going to be used, they don't sit outside and hop the cloud. That's why he says it's on to Chassinus, and that was very good. And Simchat Katar to Sveikus. You have the Sveikus? I want to say this, you know what? Bring all the Yishpizim. Goyim say, oh, B'nai Yishmol, B'nai Avram, you know what? This is the one Yontif. I bring everyone to the table. Bring in Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. Bring in all our ancestors and show them. You think you started also with Avram. It's Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. We have the whole line going through to Yaakov, to Yitzchak, to Malchus, Beisavid. And the whole chain of history belongs to us, not to you, the Goyim. Ain't Simcha Katar to Shekis. There are no Shekis here. We alone belong to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We alone are a nation. That's the Sukkah, that's the Chuppah, that's the Yichurum. That's Avianei Melech HaDorim, that's Shmini Atzeres, that's Shmini Lamalim and Atzeva. That's the Simcha, that's Shimso Gishmak with the Meshach Chokma. The Seyum of the Milsav, the Fright Dimension Simcha in conjunction with Sukkis is Aitzach Tamech, Aitzach Atzel, Afuq, the Yom HaSolim, that's the Yichur Simcha. Dr. You of the Shekis, the Sukkah, the Goyim have no Shekis. Only you am I taking into my Chuppah, into my Yichurum. That's Sukkot, that's Matzim Chaseinu, and that results in a Shmini Aser, so we should be Zoycha to taste this Gemal B'nai Simcha, a good Mayeh, a good Tanakh, Kanish Bruce.